World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Man, I'm all over the place today. Some days you have days like this. Just got a lot going, a lot of balls in the air. This is one of the things that really, I'm flicking here on my, there I am. One of the things that really, really kind of encourages me is whether I can pat myself on the back and take credit for it. And a lot of you are really, really waking up. And not only are you really waking up, you're going into areas that some of you are diving into stuff, man, it's enlightening to me. And I'll be honest with you, some of the stuff that people send me, excuse me, and want to discuss on the show, I don't feel qualified. I don't know enough about it. I don't know enough about it in so many different ways. Understand this, though, that we are spiritual beings that are living a natural life. The spiritual realm is more real than the natural realm. And I was thinking about it the other day. You know, we all know people. We all know people who passed away, died, and whatever. What happens to you when you die? I mean, really, what happens to you if you die? And I've used the illustration a number of times that we're in a fish tank. I use the illustration. Just bear with me a second. And when I took our grandchildren to the zoo, and they stood out in front of these great big aquariums that they have, and the kids tapped on the aquarium door, not door, but glass, to try to get the fish to respond to them. And the fish didn't respond to them because the fish don't even know that there's a world outside the pond, the tank that they're in. We're in a tank. We're in a tank. And so at some point, all of us are leaving this tank and leaving behind this physical realm, whatever that means. And you know, the old Bible says we're going to live forever somewhere. So, well, Coach, what about heaven and hell? We can get into that debate all we want to. If you had the choice right now to go to heaven or go to hell, why would you choose hell? Why would you choose hell? And say, well, Coach, I don't believe in heaven and hell. That's a hell of a bet to make. Huh? That whole book, it talks about it. The spiritual realm. We talk about witches and warlocks. Come up on Halloween here in October, and everybody's celebrating goose goblins and So in our own mind, we have this understanding that there's a supernatural world. We all know there's a supernatural world. And we hear these stories about these guys who've had these deathbed conversions. I'm sorry, near-death conversions. In fact, Michelle's father, who's passed, but about 20 years ago, maybe 15 years ago, he had a heart attack. He was overweight. He had a heart attack, and he left his body. He had a near-death experience. He left his body. And when he came back, he was never the same guy again. He was so much kinder, sensitive than what he had been before. So we hear about these people that have had these near-death experiences leave their bodies. What does that mean? We've all heard the stories. Guys who leave their body and they're in the operating room and they're above it, watching the doctors work on them. Clearly, life outside this body exists. And we really don't teach, right? Most of our Christianity, sorry, Michelle, because she'll say, you always talk about the same stuff. But the truth of the matter, most of our Christianity is focused right here and now. Getting better house, better family, better this, better that, more this, more this. All about the blessings of this. Paul said, if you have hope in this world only, you are all men most miserable. And if you could sit down, if we could sit down and have a rational conversation with people about heaven and hell, life after death, whatever, reincarnate, whatever it would be, all of creation believes in some types of the afterlife, really. What's that old line from the song? I can't remember the song for sure. But it says basically this. I'm not afraid of dying, but it's the thought of being dead. Well, just think, let settle that in you a little bit. You mean to tell me that at some point something's going to happen to your body and you're going to close your eyes and that's it? You're dead? Dead? Man, I don't know. I don't know. And we live so much about, we focus so much about this life, right? The Rick Warren's famous book, Your Best Life Now, and the popularity of guys like Joel Osteen who talk about life and the life enhancement gospel. What if you really live forever someplace? What if you really do? What if really when you die, Bible says, remember, man, your dust, and to dust you shall return. What if really laying in that old casket, if you were to go, I'd go dig up my dad and my mom who've been in the casket for a while. Are they in there? Was it just a skeleton? What happened to the, did they decompose? Did my dad, did Frank Dobbenmeyer cease to exist and his heart stopped? So we don't really talk about this, do we? All of us. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. It's appointed. You have appointment. We all have appointments. Now, I don't live my life worried about dying. If it happens, it happens. I just tell Michelle she's not allowed to marry anybody else. If she is, if I die first, she can get married, but she's not allowed to have sex with him. Just kidding. Thought I'd throw that one in there. But the reality of death. So Michelle prompted me this morning, as she always does. Boy, that's a, she's something. And she prompted me on this. So can I throw this out here for you real quick? Why are we so overweight? Now, look, if you're sitting there right now and you're overweight, don't take it personally, okay? Don't take it personally. But we know this, that one of the best ways to die is we're poisoning ourselves, we're killing ourselves. We're overeating, we're eating toxic stuff. Let me see, Spencer, I don't know how I got on this, but bear with me. You'll be glad I did. I put a link in there that now I can't find. It's one of those days for me, right? It's overweight Americans I put down there, and then I didn't give it to you. So Google that real quick, Spencer. Overweight Americans. Let me stop, because here's what happened to me, right? As most of you know, obesity in the United States, according to Centers for Disease Control, this is 2021, 42.4% of adults in the United States were obese, not just overweight, obese, severely obese. This means that over 100 million Americans are classified as obese. Is this something we ought to be talking about? But like you guys, it's so hard to lose weight. Here's the health risks of being obese. Obesity rates, just bear with me, have been steadily increasing since 19. If you're overweight, I want to help you. The rate of severe obesity has increased particularly. Do you guys go to Walmart and go to Kroger's? And do you look around at how morbidly obese a lot of people are? Does anybody want to slide into that? Are you creeping that way? Now, Michelle sent me something, which, honey, I don't know if you sent it to me or not, which kind of blew me. Then I'm going to get off of it. There it is. Spencer, did I send that to you? I think I did. Yeah, I did. It says walking mistakes, walking. Can you find that, Spence? And I said, look at this, folks. Look. I'm being prompted by the Holy Spirit to tell you this, okay? I, as many of you know out there, I battled for almost a year now. Gout. And gout is all diet-related. Gout's like a form of arthritis. Has to do with, you know, cleansing your body, getting stuff out of it, eating the wrong types of food. And when I got gout to the point, I couldn't eat hardly. I mean, it's really pretty debilitating. I'm better now. It's been a battle, man, for a year. Tried to get back working out, trying to just couldn't do it. So Michelle sent this to me today, which I thought was pretty profound, really. Trying to encourage you out there, friends. Walking pace, not just time spent walking. It's tied to longevity benefits. Scroll down a bit, Spencer. Look, walking, listen to me. Please, some of you out there, start walking. Look at this. Walking is one of the most accessible forms of exercise. You don't have to go get a weight machine. You don't have to go sign up for aerobics. You don't have to do that, okay? Walking is one of the most accessible forms of exercise, requiring no special equipment, and supports your health whether you stroll around your neighborhood or simply walk to run errands. While many people track daily step counts, minutes of activity, new evidence suggests that the speed of your walking may play an even greater role in health outcomes. You don't have to walk 20 miles. A large study showed that brisk walking, even as little as 15 minutes a day. Think about that. Walk briskly. Walk fast, 15 minutes a day, reduced overall mortality risk by 20%. Isn't that unbelievable? Walking. It delivered the strongest protection to cardiovascular health. Walking is the strongest protector of your heart, according to recent studies. Beyond longevity, walking supports nearly every system in your body, from improving blood sugar control to boosting mood, strengthening bones, and enhancing immune resilience. Now, look, rather than you saying, I'm getting fat, I'm gonna go join the Y, I'm gonna go get a health club membership, which you ain't ever gonna use, start walking. Other ways to maximize the benefits of walking include incorporating interval walking training, using a weighted vest or Nordic poles, having a walking buddy, choosing outdoor routes for sunlight and stress relief. Walking is one of the most accessible ways to care for your health. Put this in the chat. I'm not going to read on and on and on about it. I would just encourage some of you, please start walking. Please start walking. This is so easy to do. I don't care what to see. Most of us get discouraged. Like I'd like to go out there. I don't know how I got on this, but bear with me, okay? I would love to go. I used to run 6-7 miles a day. I couldn't run 600 yards now. And so I get discouraged and say, golly, I can walk. I can walk. We have a beautiful neighborhood out here. I can walk 15 minutes. I don't have to walk 5 miles. I got one of those things on my phone that tells me how many steps I've taken. It doesn't matter. 15 minutes, and it produces unbelievable health benefits. Now, look at me. I don't care how overweight you are. Start walking. Start walking. You want to really do a good one? Walk up and down your steps, your basement. Walk up and down your steps. Do that in your basement for 15 minutes, okay? Scrolling down a little bit more, Spencer. I'm going to put this in the chat. Much of our conversation around walking has centered on how many minutes you log or whether you hit familiar targets like 10,000 steps. These measurements are useful for keeping track, yet they overlook an important, equally important aspect of walking that influences how much you actually gain from it, the speed of your stride. The simple but often ignored factor was the subject of a recent published in American Journal study. Nearly 80,000 adults from different backgrounds were followed for close to two decades as researchers looked beyond step counts to ask a deeper question. Could the pace of the walk reveal more about its impact on your health and longevity than time alone? So friends, 15 minutes. Go walk fast. 15 minutes. Okay? I'm going to get off of that. Is there anything, look, is there any more frustrating than trying to lose weight? And then we fall back into the mess, the stuff they're putting in our food, and we wonder why we're all sick and the ingredients and the crap that we're eating. I want to keep a lot of you. I'm looking at my chart. I want to keep a lot of you around here. Start doing it. I tried to do it one time. Remember, we went on a diet, and I got off the track on that one. Because diet, yes, diet's important. It's important, but exercise. Rochelle, come on in. I see your hand up there.
Hey, Coach. Good morning, team. I just wanted to say thank you for giving us all a little boost. We need to take care of our physical bodies. And one really easy thing to incorporate in your walking is just stretch it out. just take a longer stride, quicken it up and take a longer stride. And you're right. You don't need any money to do this.
It will
change your life. You will feel your muscles. And it's just a way to get the blood flowing. And God didn't want us sitting in a chair behind a desk and a blue screen all day. We were made to move.
That's right.
That's why we've been giving these glorious bodies. Amen. Thanks,
Coach. Hey, Rochelle, I just realized this, folks, this will sound really, really arrogant, I suppose, although it's not. Do you have any idea? Do you have any idea what a heartbreak it will be to my grandchildren when I die? Do you have any idea? Do you have any idea how much I mean to them? And Michelle, too. And we have an obligation to stay around to help them. Even our grown children. Anybody else out there besides me have 40-year-old children? Still ain't figuring it out. Still need our help.
And it's not just staying around for them, too, Coach. It's being available if you're not in good health. If you're going to live to be 90 years old, but those last 20 years, you're in bed and you need people taking care of you.
That's
not good for anybody spiritually.
What a burden that is for your family, Michelle. That's right, man. What a burden that is. And having to put grandma and grandpa in the nursing home, we did that. Michelle and I, we did that. I regret that every day. My mom should have been here. My mom should have been here. And it was selfish, right? I'm not trying to make anybody feel bad. Reality of it is, we're heading to the nursing home, right? What a burden that's going to be on our children. What a waste of money that's going to be on our children and our grandchildren. Get yourself in shape. George, come on in. I don't know how I got on this, but I'm glad I'm writing it. Go, George.
No, you're spot on. But like I tell a lot of my patients, when we get in discussions about it, I said, don't look at it as a diet, because a diet has an end.
Yes, it does.
I tell them to look at it as a lifestyle change for the long haul. You know, so everybody, you know, when you look at it as long haul, it's the major health benefits that occur over time. And what you're looking for is not going to be a short-term gain. It's a long-term gain. And, you know, when I explain that to them, it makes more sense. And like I tell my patients, you know, even if you're doing something 40%, you know, a 40% change is a big deal. You know, I don't expect people to go 100%. Even I don't go 100%. I would probably say I'm about 60 to 70%. But I said, you'll be surprised at making some few simple changes. They don't cost a lot of money. You know, it's just how you look at what you're purchasing as far as your health goes. And I try to stress that with people. And, you know, if they have questions, I'm there for them, but I don't make them do anything. I just give them information to try and make a better decision, you know, on what they're doing.
So George, let me think. By the way, George is a chiropractor, so he knows what he's talking about. One of the great mistakes that Michelle and I made, well, it's not a great mistake, I realize it now, is her parents went into our nursing home together. And it was good. I mean, it was good. They lived together in a nursing home. Do you have any idea how much of an inheritance was given to the nursing home? And is that really how they wanted to live out their last days? All that money that they built up went to Medicaid or whatever to pay for living in a nursing home. We don't want to be that burden on our children, do we? We don't want to be that burden on the children. And I've seen in my own life over the last year, because of gout, I haven't been able to be as active. And dudes, my muscles aren't what they used to be. I used to be able to pound out 100 push-ups, and I got away from all that. So I'm just trying to encourage you, man. Trying to encourage you that don't let your last years be a burden to those you love. Huh? You get it? Don't let it happen. Don't give all your money to hospitals and doctors and the nursing homes in the last days. And one of the best things that we can do is walk 15 minutes a day. Come on, you can do that out there. You can do it. We need to do it. Amen. Okay, hang on.
And also, just one more other thing too, Coach. Supplementation. You know, you can get a lot of benefit through supplementation, but people are afraid to look at supplements versus getting away from the medical mindset that is a trap, you know. And, you know, everybody's looking for something to be covered. But the thing is, you know, God created everything for us. We are a self-contained system, and he put everything here for us. Man has created medicine for the benefit of them, you know, and you look into the chemicals that are in those medicines is what's creating more problems down the road too.
Amen.
So there's a lot of benefit out there. You just have to trust in that what God created here for us is actually better for us than trusting the medical system when it comes to that.
Somebody led me to a naturopath, a chiropractor, naturopath, whatever you call him, and pulled me out of the battle with gout. Pulled me out of the battle, folks. So I just want to, prevention is a lot better than the other side of it. All right. Let's see. One other thing I want to show you. Okay. Pull up number two, Ted Nugent. I'm going to get off of this, but I just feel like I'm just telling you, folks. Ted Nugent. Hey, we went and took our granddaughter Reese last night at a volleyball game. We went to a volleyball game and stopped on the way home and ordered we were Chick-fil-A, I think it was. Doesn't matter. Anyway, it's poison, folks. French fries, stuff's poison. Tastes good. It's poison. Look what the old Ted Nugent, the old rocker, has to say about it. Toxins. Go ahead.
Dairy Queen. There's no dairy at the Dairy Queen. Don't eat at Dairy Queen. Don't eat at McDonald's. Don't eat at Chick-fil-A. Don't eat at Burger King. Don't eat that chemical warfare. Thank God for Robert Kennedy Jr. going to ban putting chemical warfare in our foods and medicine. Oy vey. So finally, in 2025, after the Ronald McDonald Cancer House and all these bald-headed kids having chemo and radiation because McDonald's poisoned them, Burger King poisoned them, Kellogg's poisoned them, Post cereal poisoned them, Chick-fil-A poisoned them, all these colored drinks poison the kids, and then they charge us to treat their cancer. Cancer is an industry. Quit eating poison. Welcome aboard, RFK. Welcome aboard, Donald Trump. Welcome aboard, conscientious thinking families. Get the chemical warfare out of your kids' diet, for starters, anyhow. I mean, by the way, Dairy Queen, there's no dairy.
Wow, huh? Wow, I'm by saying how easy it is to feed them that junk. How easy it is for us to eat that junk, right? My family needs me around. Number six, pull that up there, because I saw this one. This one really blew me away today. I got 12 different directions to go here today, okay? Look at this, folks. This kind of stuff makes me want to scream. Most impressive of all is ivermectin cream. Ivermectin. Remember that horse paste, that stuff they told you that you weren't supposed to take? Remember that? Most impressive of all, ivermectin cream will completely clear skin cancers, basal cell carcinomas, squamous cell carcinoma, and melanoma will heal and fall off. Topical ivermectin, meaning the type that you put on your body, will heal any inflammatory or autoimmune skin condition, including, I don't know what it is, rosacea, cystic acne, and eczema. Dr. William Makis, radiologist, cancer researcher, says ivermectin has anti-inflammatory, antiviral, antibacterial, and anti-tumor properties. Ivermectin has an amazing topical application. Rub it on your skin. Skin cancers disappear after a few weeks of applying it twice a day. The skin cancer literally falls off. People with the worst types of cystic acne are completely clearing that lifelong painful debilitating condition by rubbing ivermectin on it. Ivermectin is a pretty fascinating, veritable wonder drug. It's primarily known as broad-spectrum anti-parasitic agent with multiple mechanisms of action. The story of its discovery in the 1960s, when Satoshi Omura stumbled upon a unique soil bacteria. And this bacteria produced something called ivermectin, and ivermectin is essentially a synthetic derivative of this component. Ivermectin cream treats the following dermatology conditions. I don't know what these are. Rosacea, eczema, psoriasis, facial mites, scabies, demodex skin mites, period dermatitis, hookworms, lice, basal cell carcinoma, skin cancer, squamous cell carcinoma, melanoma, moles, warts, skin tags, ringwort, candida, athlete's foot. Purchasing topical ivermectin cream in one of two ways. You can get it from a doctor, or you can go get it at Farm and Fleet. Why haven't they told us this? In fact, folks, their dosage for over-the-counter private purchase, twice per day, massage it in, see, pea-sized pencil eraser size. Can I show you that? I haven't opened this one. Just a little bit. Rub it in. Most creams and paste sell for under $10, ready available. This thing cost me, I don't know, maybe $7 for this. Dosage for over-the-counter, private purchase, twice a day, massage in the pea-sized pen, wherever it is, rub it in. This is put this in the chat. I'm not going to continue to do it, folks. And think about it. Look at this. Ivermectin clears skin cancers. Ivermectin pays for melanoma. Nobel Prize for ivermectin, human use. Ivermectin use in dermatology, right? What? Yes. Yes. And remember this, during COVID, remember how they made fun of you? You call it horse paste. Why? As somebody wise told me one time, because the medical system doesn't make money if you're not sick. Not sick. So I got this stuff. Farm and Fleet, ivermectin paste. Pop a lid off. You squirt it out and you rub it in. I ain't a doctor, but the evidence is being shown that there's something to it. Eileen, come on in. I'm going to get off of this. I'm going to get off. Hey, folks, we got to quit being sick. We got to quit being sick for the sake of our children and grandchildren. You got to build your whole life, work to get a retirement nest egg to be able to send to your children and spend it on freaking doctor bills and critical care, nursing home. Go ahead, Eileen.
Good morning, Coach. Well, it made me smile today because that is my daily regimen from the time I started listening to you. So it's going on 3 years. I walk every morning and listen to the show. Everybody knows, don't call me from 7 to 8 because I got a date. And number two, remember, the skin is the largest organ in the body.
Right.
So when you have rosacea and eczema, it's something going on under the skin. But by the time it gets to the skin, you've got to change internally, organs, clean the blood, detox. But it's all body, mind, and spirit. And I'll leave you with this. My brother always said, what the heart harbors, the body manifests.
Say that again, Eileen.
What the heart harbors, the body manifests. So if you got anger, anxiety, whatever emotion, you got to do something about it. Lay it on the feet of Jesus.
Amen.
Thanks, Coach.
Right, hey, folks, rub it on the bottom of your feet. You can ingest it if you want to. Anytime, you see, your skin's an organ. Anytime you rub it into your skin, it's absorbed into your bloodstream. All right? So, Michelle, yell my wife up there. Folks, a lot of times we have skin tags, that kind of stuff. That's an outward expression of your body trying to get rid of toxins. Warts, moles, whatever it is. And lo and behold, would that be a miracle drug? Any Farm and Fleet, you can get it online. Mine says apple flavored, like I'm gonna eat it. You can. Come on, man, we gotta get healthy. Because, you know, we talk about, a lot of people say, you know, if times really get tough and you gotta flee, hell, some of you won't make it 100 yards. Do it for those who love you. Don't be a burden to them because you didn't have the discipline to get yourself in shape. Well, it wasn't the discipline. You get discouraged, don't you? You get discouraged. Well, you are what you eat. You are what you eat. Joe Allen, come on in.
Coach, I came in late this morning. Have you talked about India and England? About silver?
I talked a little bit about Silver Joe. I didn't talk about India and England.
Yes.
Joe, hang on a second. Folks, I'm not trying to get in your pocket for your money. You got to trust me on this. I'm trying to help you, okay? Okay? I'm not trying to get anything from you. Go ahead, Joe.
It came out yesterday evening that England and India have ran out of silver. Smalls.
Folks, enough said. Hey, Jeff, hang on. Dr. Paul, Jeff Nares, get ready to come in here real quick. I want you to explain a little bit about what's going on. Some people need help here. Come on, Dr. Paul. He froze up. There you are. Start again, Paul. You got to unmute.
Actually driving. I'm unmuted.
Now you're good now. Go ahead.
I'm driving, so I'm going to be a little bit careful. You know, you got some good apps out there that will evaluate all your food and all your nutraceuticals. I strongly recommend that because there's a lot of grifters out there, Coach. If anybody wants to know about ivermectin, formerly, if they want to get some real stuff, FLCC.com has changed its name, but you can find it by going to FLCC.com and just go where ivermectin is, and you can get high-dose ivermectin for those who have an internal tumor.
Somebody put that in that chat. What was that again, Paul? FLCC.
Yeah, FLCC.com. FLCCC.com. We originally made that website during COVID, Coach. You can find my name there, but I mean, you just go in there and you can actually get ivermectin from all kinds of sources. It's kind of expensive, but it's well worth it if you want to do your own kind of chemotherapy, and it's a lot safer and a lot easier to tolerate, Coach. If anybody has any questions, you know, they can run it by Coach. They can run it by me. I get a hold of them. And I guess the biggest thing is Eileen's absolutely correct. You've got to, be in the right state of mind. You want to go into the homes. This is what I do for people. And I look at everything in their home, all the sugar, all the flour, get rid of that, all the cookies. And if you can't read it on the ingredients, don't eat it. That's all I got, you know. That's kind of the way I look at things, Coach.
Amen. 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 So we're poisoning ourselves, right? You understand that we're poisoning ourselves. Again, Paul, put the chart in there. But you can go to your local Farm and Fleet. It may not be as powerful, but until you get that other stuff, we use this, okay? I use a lot. In fact, I feel bad because I just realized some things that, man, oh, man. Boom. Okay, let me shut up here a minute. People keep putting stuff in the chat, which is good. Paul, anybody else? I'll wait a minute, see if he wants to. All right.
Hey, Coach, to Joe's point, I was looking. The COMEX website is down this morning.
COMEX. Another, folks, look, we know something's going on financially, right? I just showed you, pardon me again, get your mind right. This dime, it's a dime, and it's worth, what did I say? $1.50, a dime right there, pre-1964 dime.
It's almost $4.
It's almost $4. Friends, look at me. You're not spending money. You're investing. You're taking fake paper dollars and you're turning it into something that's real money, okay? Real money. Jeff Nares, I want you to jump in here just a second. Paul, your hand's still up. I think you just forgot. Eileen, go then, Joe.
Real quick, my husband was a veterinarian for 50 years, used the ivermectin regularly in his practice for parasites, worms, all kind of other animal issues. And now, the first of every month, I water my plants and we take our ivermectin, and haven't been sick through COVID. So, wow. And if you get sick, just double the dose. Thanks, Amen. Coach.
Now, Paul, remember this. Paul said that you can get it. You can get the real stuff. You don't have to do the horse paste. So you can follow up on that. Friends, this is preventative stuff. And listen, the medical system doesn't want you to know it. They don't make money off of well people. Joe, come on in.
For what they're saying, a lot of these internet farms that are popping up lately are using silver for their components. And the people, what they're doing is the companies are wanting to purchase bullion to supply their companies with these electronics. So they're purchasing all the rounds, the smalls they call it, and they're turning them, they're melting them down to form bullion. So that's the reason why a lot of England and these other European countries are starting to run out.
That's why there's a shortage of it, right? $1.75 at the dime, $1.75, $3.50, $5.25, $7. You get it? These are dimes. Your money's no good. You're not spending money. You're buying something of value. Boy, what they've done. They ought to all go to jail for what they've done to us. Now, I'm going to let Jeff near. I hope Jeff's ready to go here. Kind of spur the moment, because we have been producing at-cost metals here, okay? It's one of the things that we've been – I'm not getting – folks, I ain't getting rich. I'll stop that. Will you stop that? You can go to at-cost metals. Can you pull that up there, Spencer? Jeff, maybe you can come and walk people through this a little bit. At-cost metals, atcostmetals.com. You have to join. Once you join, Jeff, what's the price to join at cost metals? You still there? $175 initially get in. Jeff Nares. Anyway, you have to sign up under somebody. So you'd have to sign up under me. And if you're interested in it, say, Coach, I'm interested in it. I need your code. I give you my code, you sign up, then you're on your own. And you just go do whatever you want to. You can buy it cheaply. They don't hit the fees on both ends of it. It's legit. And then I'm part of a, I think $75 a month, $75 a month, they give me a coin. Get a coin once a month for $75. Keeps me active and moving and all that. So, hey, do what you want to do. Here's what happens. So when I go to at call, Spencer, I'm sorry, I wish Jeff was in here. Maybe we lost him. Spencer, click on, that's not what I want. There it is. There's the homepage. It shows you what metals you're buying. You can pick whatever you want to buy. You pick whatever. You can buy a bar. See that $55.75? They buy a bar. You can buy whatever. It's all on there. I suggest to buy recognizable coins, an actual coin that is worth something, stamp of the United States or Canada or whatever, an actual coin. That's what I do, okay? That's what I do. So there it is. And if you're interested in doing it, you can buy bars. You can buy little bars. There's all kinds of, okay. If you're interested in doing it, just say, Coach, I'm interested because I got to give you your code to do it. And you pay like $175 to get in to be able to buy it. But folks, in that there's not great fees on the ends of. Most times when you go to buy gold and silver, I'm not an expert, okay? If they say the price of silver is 50, they're lying to you. The price of silver is 50, but it's going to take you about 60 to get it because they're going to add some on both ends of it. Their handling fee on both ends of it. So what this does is it takes the handling fee out of it and you get it at cost. Now, you get it? But you have to do a monthly $75. They send you They send you a coin every month, yada, yada. I'm not going to take any more time in this. You're not spending money. You're investing. At mint cost, right, Jack? At mint cost. So if you're interested in it, say, Coach, I'm interested, and I'll give you my code, and you can go from there with it. All right? Yes, it's multi-level. Yes, it's multi-level marketing, like Amway and all that stuff. But that's not designed for you to get rich by that. That's not. It's just a way that we can do it ourselves. Craig, come on in. Boy, I didn't know I was going to get into this today. Go ahead, Craig.
I was just affirming what Joe said. I put it in the chat. Because silver is a higher means to move electricity and stuff like that. As Mark Trump said, there's two things that these AI centers need. Lots of power, and they need lots of water. Okay, because they're moving a lot of information, and that's why the power drain is so big. So for them, even though silver is more money, it suits the needs of what they're trying to do. They're trying to get a lot of power in there. So silver is going to be in demand for these AI centers.
You know what else I saw? I don't even have time to get into this today, folks. The Midwest, where we live, Ohio in particular, has two of the largest water suppliers in the world, meaning the Great Lakes and the Ohio River. With all of these data centers that they're building everywhere, folks are going to suck all of the water away from us. That's why they're doing it. There's a lot of crazy, crazy stuff going on, and we have to get out in front of it. I feel bad because I feel like I've just given you partial information here today. And if somebody says, what's your code? Well, we already put my code in the chat. Because, folks, see, you can't purchase from here without my code. It's just the way it's set up. And it's in the chat now, at Cost Metals, and there's the code. It's in there, okay? And, pardon me? Yeah, pass the salt. Pass the salt. And if you have questions, email me and we'll get you straightened out. I'm sorry. I'm just telling you. This dollar thing, man. Folks, look. They're going to try to take you digital. They're going to try to take you so you don't even have money. You understand that? That's where it's all heading. Bitcoin, all that stuff. So it isn't even money. And then if it isn't even money, then they control it. They control it. Digital, they control it. At some point, you're going to be so glad that you have some real metal. Okay? Cool. Done, I think. In by Jack. Come on in, Jack.
Yeah, I just got a question for the guys that know more about it. As far as I can tell, the water for the AI that centers is for cooling. That doesn't mean it's contaminated. It's just being pumped through for cooling. Right. Why is that such a big deal? Let's use the heat dispersion for something else. Why don't you send it to heat my house? Why don't you use it to cool your supercomputer? I don't understand it.
Well, but if they evaporate all of our supply of water, it becomes moisture in the air, which doesn't really help us. I get what you're saying, but they're building these things in Ohio because access to water. Dave Allison, Sherry.
Yeah, just to clarify, Joe touched on it, but I want to clarify a little bit. What happened between India and London was running out of silver. India was ordering it like it was going out of style, like there's no tomorrow. They asked India to stop ordering silver because they were running out. So that when that word got out last week, silver spiked to 54 really quick. But to clarify what's happening, a strange thing did happen. The rounds are bullion. The constitutional, that's money. But the rounds, when you buy a 1 ounce, that's bullion. That's all considered bullion. But a weird thing happened. When silver went to 54 and the people who were rushing their bullion in to sell it, all of a sudden the refiners were so overwhelmed with bullion, which they want to buy it to some degree, but they can only buy so much, right? What they do is they turn it into, when you take your round, the round you bought at Cost Metal, and you take it to your local dealer and you sell it to him, he gathers those, and quite frequently, literally at the end of the day, he runs them to a refinery because he can't keep them. He can't keep $100 million worth of silver on stock and hope somebody comes around and buys it, right?
Right.
So he runs them to the refinery. And to Joe's point, what they do is they take your bullion and they melt it into 1,000-ounce bars. And that's what the commercial guys want. They don't want your little 1-ounce round. They don't, because they want to buy it in mass quantity.
That's right. That's
right. But one weird thing did happen. The refiners couldn't take the 90% constitutional metal because they didn't have time. Because that's a longer process to extract that silver because nickel's in there. Nickel or copper's in there. So they actually refused to take the constitutional metal. But that was just for a short period of time. But that did happen. You took your constitutional metal to your dealer. He was very limited what he could buy from you because he couldn't move it. He couldn't get rid of it.
Good point.
So it was a weird thing. But I think to Joe's point, back to Joe's point, there is a shortage. And there's a day of reckoning coming here pretty soon. That's my opinion.
Okay, Ben. So look. Not nickels. No. Dimes, quarters, half dollars. Not Kennedy half dollars. Not Kennedy. They're only half silver. Okay. Dimes, quarters, half dollars, real half dollars, and silver dollars. That's what you want. They have actual, they're worth something. And issue number two, take possession. Take possession. Now, with what we have, I keep it off campus here, right? I keep it off campus. Go out and dig a hole. Go out and find somebody. But take possession of it. If you don't have it, you don't own it. This is really, really important. You can, because there's a lot of scams out there. At Cost Metals, you get it. You get it. You go to the pawn shop, you walk out of there with it in your hand. Man, oh man. John Brockoff, let's get him in there. Hi, John. I'll shut up.
1964 Kennedys are silver.
They're good. 1964 are good. Beyond that, they're only 50% silver. Thanks, John.
You're welcome.
From what my distributor told me yesterday, when the gold reaches 4,700 per ounce, he said you expect the silver to go skyrocket. It's all over some of the sites that I look at, Joseph. It's all over the place. The ratio, understand this, friends. Somebody get some math and get ready here. The ratio, historic ratio, was 1 ounce of gold equaled 15 ounces of silver. You understand that? You stack up 15 ounces of silver, it's the same value as 1 ounce of gold. Well, right now, that value is about 120. In other words, silver is really undervalued. At some point, silver will catch up to gold. That 1 to 15 or 18 ratio. So if gold is sitting right now at $5,400, what's 1 to 15? Somebody do that for me real quick. Divide 5,400. What is it? Well, I'm sorry.
Gold's 4,300. Gold's at 4,300.
So divide 4,300 by 15. And it'll tell you what silver should be. That's what it should be. Silver should be. Somebody doing that for me? What's silver today? What's gold today? Gold is
286.
Put it at 4,300. And divide it by 15. This is what silver should be. Historically. $286. Is what silver should be when it catches up with gold, okay? So when people, first of all, it's hard to buy gold because it's so daggone expensive. But silver, right now sitting at 50, whatever, should be 286 just to get back to a historic relationship with gold. Man, this is good, isn't it? Craig, come on in. I'm not an expert. Okay, I'm not an expert. But we're willing to try to help you. Go ahead, Craig.
Well, I'll put in the chat, but the second largest bank in Europe, the French, they had a verdict against them. And a lot of the people that I can't remember the exact war, what was doing, but they were financing these people. They immigrated to the United States. The U.S. Supreme Court said you can sue them. So now their bank shares are defaulting. This is the second largest bank. It's a French bank. I can't remember the name. Right. I'll put in the chat. Right. So that's under stress, and our banks are already under stress. So all this is tying into the physical thing. Yep. But I don't know if Spencer can pull it up. So we're talking about AI and water. I sent it to your text, but I want people to see it. It's in the chat too. It talks about how much water is used. And when you run down, we don't have to go through the whole thing, but when you do 5 to 50 searches with ChatGPT, that's a bottle of water, like you would go buy at the store, you know, like a 10-ounce bottle of water. Mm-hmm. So just think about every time someone goes and says, you know, where's Olive Garden? Siri, do this, whatever. You got to remember that information is going to a computer somewhere, an AI computer, and it's making that information, and it's creating heat. So that water is being pulled to cool it down, yeah, as you said, and turn it into steam. And you can read that article and see where all the water's going. But that chart right there tells the whole story that Mark Trump was telling us.
Amen. Wow, it's so deep, isn't it? Thanks, Craig. Come on in, Paul.
It's the Independent Medical Alliance. Okay, these are all the best anti-COVID doctors in the country. We put that together about 5 years ago. It's an excellent resource for everything from diet to nutraceuticals, DMSO, methylene blue, naltrexone, all the great stuff. So if you want to know, you want to know where it all is, it's there. As far as that, it's the ratio, coach, isn't it? The ratio was 100 ounces of silver for 1 ounce of gold. That was about 4 months ago.
That's right.
And now we're at 85, and that actually went up from 80 yesterday. So it's a good time to buy silver.
Folks, listen, because silver has an industrial use. Do you understand? Gold, not so much. Silver does, right?
It has a medical use too, coach. We use it for wounds. We use it for, it's a great antibiotic. I mean, in vitro, it looks amazing what it does to cells that are susceptible to oxidation, coach. So yeah, it has uses beyond what people can even imagine, coach.
So that's why I don't want to feel like some carnival barker. I'm just trying to encourage you folks. If you look again, find a local dealer in your town, a coin dealer, a pawn shop. You are not spending money. You are investing money. Let me say this to you again so that you understand. 8 years ago, I don't remember when it was, I bought some silver, first time ever, stepped out of the boat, bought silver at $17 an ounce. $17 an ounce. What is it today? 50. Heading to 100. You understand? So a lot of you, look, if you're watching Coach Dave Live, I can promise you this. 9 out of 10 people you're talking to that you deal with on a daily basis have no idea of gold and silver. Have no idea. They're still in the stock market. They're still doing, come on. They have no idea. This is God's money. So up on the chart right now, Spencer, if you could put that back in there. Look, I'm not getting rich off you guys, but you can't do it without my code. You can't do it without the code. And that's what, take a picture of it if you want to. Pass the salt. Go in there and then you can, say, I'm interested, and we'll get you another code, and we'll get you going with it. Crazy. I'm on your side. I'm not against you. All right? Who's got their hand up there? Let's see. Craig does. Jeff Klein. Let's get Jeff in here real quick. Then, Craig. Got 7 minutes here.
Craig Herb, geez. Coach, when I went into the store there in Westerville the other day, people were lined up, and everybody in front of me. I had to wait a half hour just to see Ed. And they, each person was getting their max of 10,000 cash. That's all they could spend cash. And they were just like, give me 9,800, give me 9,900, just one after another after another.
Jeff, it doesn't matter what the price is for it right now, folks. I'm just telling you. It doesn't matter.
And then he said, you can write a check for any amount you want, but cash, you can only do 10 grand. I'm like, oh my goodness.
And they're standing in line to get it. Right? They're standing. Oh my goodness. So, I'm on your side, man, not against you. Somebody come on in here. We got I got 6 minutes left. I could switch subjects. I don't want to switch subjects. Craig sent me something here. Nobody? Nobody? We want to help you, okay? Water. Crazy stuff going on. Food and poison. Joe Allen. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, not. My wife always tells me, don't speak what you're thinking that could happen. But think of the farmers and some of us that have private wells, water wells. Is the state going to come in here and put a meter on our water well that we get free every day?
Yeah.
Is that coming?
That is coming. Not out here in the country, but it is coming, brother. No doubt about it. I remember an interview 20 years ago, I can't remember, it was on 60 Minutes, and they asked somebody, some investment expert, what's the most valuable commodity in the world? And I'll never forget, he stroked his beard, and he says, well, it's soon to be water. That was 20 years ago. It's soon to be water. Fresh water, maybe that's what he said. It's soon to be fresh water. Grisa.
Hi, I was wondering, when we have broken jewelry like gold and silver, do you guys recommend holding on to that or turning it in for cash or for silver bullions or something?
My advice, I would keep it. But if you can take it to somebody and sell it and then produce it into real gold or real silver, I would suggest that. But if you have real silver, it's valuable. So it's a matter of how you want. Here's why I like coins, okay, folks? We're used to exchanging coins when you buy stuff. You hand somebody a handful of necklaces, it ain't going to be much good to you. The only thing good about the necklace is its melt value. Somebody's going to melt it and verify it and purify it and all that stuff. A coin is what it is. So if you could find somebody to move that, Michelle, I should have her talk about it because she does it at she does jewelry at our local thrift shop. She kind of does that stuff for them. And silver's valuable, but you've got to convert it to something. Does that make sense? You got to convert it to something.
Yes, thank you.
To make it worth something, yeah. Don't just give it away. Go sell it. Convert it into, again, don't get nickels, dimes, quarters, halves, and silver dollars. You can't go wrong with it. And Jack just put a thing in there. It's recognizable. If we get to the point here where you have to go purchase something at the store, they're going to recognize that silver dollar. They're going to recognize a 50-cent piece. They're going to recognize a quarter. I couldn't believe it. Bear with me a second. I was messing with some quarters yesterday, and I showed my wife. You guys want to do math? A quarter is, I'm going to round it off to 350. So a roll of quarters, somebody do the math for me. 375 times, how many quarters in a roll? 40. 375 times 40 is? Nobody doing it? Everybody doing it? 375 times 40 is?
$150.
How much?
$150.
A roll of quarters is $150. Rochelle, come on in.
I was going to mention, I can't remember who I was listening to this interview with, but they were talking about people who have large sums of cash. I think this was in Dubai, but I'm not sure. But they were just trying to offload this was dollar money, U.S. dollars, just anything they could do to unload these physical dollars. That's is right. What's going on.
That's what's going on.
So they'll put it into whatever they can. They'll put it in anything. They'll put it in Bitcoin. They would rather have anything than these physical dollars. So we're only going to see more of this. We're going to see it accelerate. And pretty soon people in the United States might even start go out and buying gold and silver. I don't know why it's not happening here yet, but I don't feel like our mainstream media news is really talking about this.
No, they're not telling us. Get ahead of the game. Get ahead of the game. I'm not a financial expert, nor the father of one, nor the son of one, but gold and silver is God's money. See you tomorrow.